Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. You know, the Ben Simmons thing, it is a really hot story, locally and nationally. And we'll ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. We'll ask you this question. Are you glad that Ben Simmons reported to the Sixers? A, yes, B, no. You don't have to be thrilled about it. Guys, I'm not thrilled. I mean, I'm not doing the jumping jacks of excitement. I mean, the guy makes me sick. But I think it's good for the Sixers. I think it improves their leverage. I think it improves their team until they trade him. And I think it's a good thing for the Sixers, even though I can't wait to boo the guy. I'm gonna have to leave the press box area just so I can be out in the stands.
I think, yeah.
To boo the guy. Because I believe there's a no booing in the press box rule.
Oh, so they get mad at you if you make noise.
I will drift away from the press box area and get my boo on.
I believe Ben Simmons will hurt this team more than help it. The distraction, the animosity. I mean, think about just the anger directed his way from the players themselves. Do you think those players want him out there? I'm positive they – well, I shouldn't say I'm positive. I would imagine that they've got some grudges.
It's very, very complicated. It is. All right, let's go to the phone, see where everyone stands. Is it good for the Sixers that he's back? How do you feel? How do you feel that Ben Simmons is back? And he did – slink his way in there last night during a Sixers game.
Cowardly.
It really, really
cowardly.
Is.
You know everyone's at the game.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, why isn't anyone at the facility? Please let me in. I'm trying to get my COVID test.
Unbelievable. James, is that the most let's have slinkage of news since the Eagles slinked out the news 10 years ago that Michael Vick was signed during a preseason game?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Remember that? Eagles,
of course.
Eagles are in the middle of a game, and reports start coming out, oh, the Eagles have signed Michael Vick. They're in the middle of a game. And people are like, wait a minute. This timing is for a reason, right? All right, let's go to the phones. And ultimately, I came around to really liking Vick and admiring how he handled it, obviously, you know, once he got out of prison. But we all know how controversial that was. All right, to the phones, Josh in Manayunk. Yo, Josh.
Joe, let me tell you something. I could not be more excited that Ben Simmons is back because guess what, John? You've been in locker rooms where guys don't want to be there. And if I'm Tyrese Maxey and Isaiah Joe and Shake Milton and Grant Riler and George Dang and Jaden Springer, I'm bringing it to his derriere every day and kicking his butt because we don't want you here. And I'm going to prove myself against this generational superstar, Joe, that he's here, okay? And I want to be here, and he doesn't. And you know what? I actually worked on my game, and every one of these unsung heroes, these guys have gone out and done the right thing for the last five months.
Yep.
I'm going to go prove it. I'm going to go take it at heart. And let me tell you something. If he comes down the lane and I'm Embiid, I'm knocking the hell out of him, okay, and if I'm Bassey. Because guess what? You didn't return our phone calls and didn't want to speak to us all summer, and now you're here for one thing, a paycheck. Well, we want the guys that want to be here and are a part of our brotherhood, and you're not. So we're going to kick your butt.
Listen,
practice.
Josh, I like a lot of what you're saying. I really do. But, again, and this is the part, just bear with me here and tell me if you agree with this. His trade value can only go up. Well, I don't say only go up. I guess it could go down if he comes in here, fakes an injury, if he comes in here and pulls a TO and is just like a disaster. Like, in theory, the trade value could go down. But given what he last put on the court versus Atlanta, I honestly do believe, Josh, his trade value will go up if he reestablishes, you know, some like, hey, this guy can play better than he did versus Atlanta? Because I do think he can.
I don't know. You know what? Joe, there's a part of me that wants to agree with you, but I think he's handled this completely the wrong way.
Of course he has.
But I think he's lost so much trust in his teammates.
Well, that too. Listen, Josh, I mean, you got a lot of good points in there. You really do. 215-592-9494.
So you believe that this is just going to be glossed over, that Ben will show up and do what he's supposed to do now?
Well, glossed over by you talking about the team?
By the team. Well, and by Ben.
Right, I meant, like, as opposed to the fans. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the team.
Yeah. So you seem to think that Ben is now just letting bygones be bygones, and because he's here, he's going to do the right thing. I don't think he's going to do the right thing.
I'd be shocked if he plays.
I won't be shocked if he plays at all. I think he will play.
He's just here so they can't find him.
Well, yep. I mean, the question is he going to fake an injury or not?
Yes.
Well, we'll find out. Well, I don't know if it's a course. I mean, I don't know that. See, this is where if you're the Sixers, seriously, if you're the Sixers, you need to have a pipeline to Adam Silver. And you need the commissioner to back the team here. This is a very important moment for the NBA to take back control from spoiled multimillionaire athletes. If James, as you suggest, Ben Simmons comes in and fakes an injury, which is entirely possible, the 76ers need the commissioner's back for the commissioner to be a commissioner and step in and say, hey, Mr. Player Guy, you're not getting paid because none of us believe you have an actual injury. This is a moment for a commissioner to actually have a freaking spine.
Well, that sets a precedent that I don't think you want to – I don't think you want to cross.
But you know what I'm saying, John. You know what I'm saying.
Where you determine whether a player's injured or not.
But, John.
Like, you can't – but you understand the Pandora's box that you're opening.
Of course I do. But this is also a unique situation.
I understand that. But I think Ben recognizes that they can't tell him how he feels. And that they know that they can't dictate whether a player's hurt or not.
I don't know what the rules are and how it states in a contract and if there's arbitration.
Yes,
like, I have no clue. I just know that we as fans need a commissioner to actually have a spine. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, you're on WIP.
BS is back. It's a bunch of BS. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Jim?
So I got a lot to say about this character. He has to be on his best behavior if he wants to get out of town, guys. If he really does not want to play here, he has to come in and be professional and respectful to his coaches and his teammates.
Not necessarily, Joe, unfortunately not necessarily, because there is a chance that he does the petulant be a baby thing to the point where it makes it uncomfortable for the Sixers. That is what that's what James Harden did to Houston. So
they have the right to sit him and suspend him for behavior, and he does not want that. He wants this to end. So if he wants to be out of here, the best way to do it is come in, be the best you can be, and get out of Dodge. If no other team's going to want someone who just comes in and is unprofessional, and what players in any other locker room are going to want that? That's my first point.
Well,
so he has to come in and be a good soldier if he wants to get out of here as soon as possible, because he doesn't want to hurt himself and his character.
So
which
I disagree with your use of as soon as possible. I think the fastest way for Ben to get out, actually, is to throw a hissy while here in the locker.
Then his value goes down even more, and the Sixers will not get value for him, which means they won't trade him.
Well, that is possible. That is possible, but I will say I don't think Ben Simmons gives a damn what the Sixers get back for. So, you know, what your objective
gotta
is...
Got to work both ways. So my other point, and this is where I want to go with this. I've been in Philadelphia my entire life, and when the call's over, tell me the player in this town who's gotten booed the most for wearing our uniform.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's probably Donovan or Schmitty come to mind first and foremost, which is really unfortunate.
So if I'm another team, by the way, I would do Hackabin as soon as we're down 15 points in Philly to put him on the line. The fan base in this town are going to boo this character more than any other fan. As soon as he touches the ball on every possession, that he will get booed. And I agree with John's point. Bringing him in with any intent for him to play at all, especially introducing him at home as a starter, having him on the court, is he giving 100% effort? Did he miss that shot on purpose? Is his head in the game? This character's got to get out of here ASAP, or it's going to be a long first quarter for the Sixers. And if I can't believe that they're going to allow him to put that uniform back on, and I don't understand, if I was a teammate of his, business or not business, you disrespected me, you disrespected our team.
I know.
There's no way on God's green earth he could be introduced as a starter on this team at the Wells Fargo Center ever again.
Right,
there's
Joe.
No way.
All right, so here's – and Joe, appreciate the call. Thought-provoking as always from Joe. Here's the one spot where I think Joe's looking at it wrong. Because I get everything he's saying, except for I think he's missing this point. It's better for the Sixers to have an uncomfortable next 2 months than to trade Ben Simmons for a bag of basketballs and lose out on the chance to get someone back of value that could help Joel Embiid win a championship. That's the crux of the matter. The issue here is the Sixers have a chance to win a title with an unbelievable player named Joel Embiid. And if they trade Ben Simmons just because we all want, be gone with you, Ben, get out of here, that doesn't serve the purpose of the Sixers winning a title. They have to get something for him. Yes, it will be an uncomfortable couple months or weeks or days. I get it. I know. It's going to stink. No, they're not going to all just be able to gloss over it. It is probably going to be the most unique situation we've seen since Terrell Owens came back to the Eagles in 05 after doing the sit-ups in the driveway and having a mess in training camp. And it only lasted half a year. And finally, after half the season, Andy Reid kicked Terrell Owens off the team. He kicked him off the team. I get it. It's going to be really messy. But it's better than Ben sitting at home with sinking value.
No, it's not. You think his value can sink?
It already sunk, John.
It's
got to come back up.
It's not going to sink. It can't sink. And I'm telling you, that with the way this whole climate will be, it's not going to get better. We already know that there are teams who have shown interest. We know that there are teams that we've been, you know, negotiating with. We know that the Timberwolves feel like they're a perfect fit. The problem is these teams don't necessarily have what we need.
Well, that is the problem.
And that's not going to change.
So what?
That's not going to
change.
So
what's your solution?
The bottom line is
okay, go ahead.
The bottom line is Ben has devolved, been deflated or devalued, however, like he is at rock bottom. He is not going to come in here and cooperate. It's going to I think it could get worse. If with Ben here, with Ben acting the impetuous child while here.
John, it is possible it could get worse. I acknowledge that. That's what happened with James Harden in Houston. He started saying comments while wearing a Rockets uniform after games, and the team was like, all right, we got to get rid of him. And I understand that sort of panic move could happen if Ben lights dynamite under all of them while he's there. But I guess I would say to you, let me ask you this question, John. Your solution, it's not solution, your approach, your belief is that it's better if Ben is sitting out than back with the Sixers. To that, I ask you this question.
He doesn't want to be here.
To that, I ask you this question. What is your solution to the problem?
Keep working. Keep working. And again, it's going to be a massive task for Daryl Morey.
Keep working at what? Trying to trade him?
Yes.
All right, but you know.
I mean, well, that's the case regardless.
I thought so.
We all are aware of that.
But if there's one thing. Well, there's a couple of things that are crystal clear.
Him being here is not going to increase his trade value. That is a misnomer in my book. I believe it can be worse because it amazes me. It amazes me that the Timberwolves actually want this guy. It amazes me that there have been teams in talks with the Sixers. Now, that's a start. That won't necessarily stay where it is when he comes in and blows this thing up and pretends to be injured and becomes this incredible distraction and shows just how childish and afraid and impetuous he can be.
You know who we need? John, you'll remember this. James, you'll remember this. We need Hugh Douglas to get in a fight with him in the locker room. You guys remember that? 2005 training camp. The T.O. stuff's going on, and Hugh's like, I'll take this. I'll handle this situation. And then I think Hugh was like no longer an Eagles ambassador. So because hadn't he just retired or something?
Something like that.
Something like that. And then Hugh got in some kind of dust up with T.O. Look, this is messy. We saw messy with the Flyers and Lindros. We saw messy with the Eagles and T.O. And we're obviously in the midst of messy with the Sixers and Ben. And it's not going to end in a pleasant way. But all you can do, I believe, if you're the Sixers, is do your best in the meantime to navigate a very complicated situation.
It's too complicated to navigate if he's here. And you're just going to have to keep working behind the scenes. I believe it's not going to be a single team trade. You know, I believe because the teams who want him most don't have what we need, you're going to have to rope another team or two into this deal. And Daryl Morey, this is what you get paid the big bucks
for.
Well,
you do. But to this point, clearly Morey and the Sixers have shown this is very clear to me. They don't want to trade him for what they don't want to trade him for. Whatever that line of demarcation is, they don't want to trade him for less than they think he's worth. And unfortunately, I think the situation would just go, if they stay to that standard, on and 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 on forever, theoretically 4 years, if you wanted to sit out for 4 years. I don't think that would serve the Sixers well, though. All right, 215-592-9494. We have to give away today a $25 Boston Market gift card. Right now, get a half chicken meal, two homemade sides, and fresh-baked cornbread for only $7.99 at Boston Market, where I ate yesterday, by the way. Phenomenal food. Boston Market, the original rotisserie kitchen. John, a happy birthday goes out to Kirk Cameron, obviously notable back in the 1980s from the television show Growing Pains. He was Mike Seaver, and it was a great character. And the interplay of him and his sister, of course, played by Tracy Gold. What was her name, Carol? No, Carol's the mom? Or is Carol her?
No, Carol was the mom.
What was Tracy Gold's? She was kind of annoying. And her and Mike Cameron would go back and forth, I mean, meaning the show. In the show, it was a funny interplay between brother and sister. They were around the same age.
It was Carol. Good job.
She was Carol?
The mom was Maggie.
Maggie.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, yeah. Maggie. All right, so it was always a funny interplay. It was one of the stronger aspects of the show. It was a good show. And, you know, they'd kind of, you know, they loved each other, but they'd kind of rip on each other a little bit. It was, you know, they were only a year or two apart. Both pretty much in high school through a lot of those years. John, I'm curious from you, from Seltzer, and to everyone today at 215-592-9494. Give me a great fictional brother-sister duo. Movies, TV shows, books. Brother-sister. You know, it's good. It's compelling for some reason. Maybe they bicker. Maybe they love. Maybe they're lovers. You know what I'm saying? King Slayer and Cersei.
There we go.
King Slayer.
There it is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. John, give me a great one. Brother and sister, fictional famous duo.
And this duo also got intimate in a way before
Ooh.
They knew they were brother and sister, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Luke and Leia, Skywalkers.
Intimate in
they
a
kissed.
Less intimate way.
Yeah, they kind of liked each other a little. It seemed like. But then Han swooped in, and Han was the proper boyfriend.
Yeah. James, let me ask you a question. You're married. You're a married man.
I am.
Because I've heard of this situation arising in society. What would you have done if you found out 2 weeks before the wedding that you and your wife were brother and sister? Because that has happened.
Has it really?
Yeah, it has happened. And then
really?
It has.
Is that really?
I swear to God, you can
happened?
Look it up. And then the couple needs to make a decision. Do we go through with the marriage?
Of course
or not?
You don't. What are we talking about here?
Because sometimes, you know, you got adopted situations.
I think you move to another country and never talk to anyone you know ever again.
All right.
If you find that out.
Seltzer, fictional brother-sister duo. Who are you looking
33
at?
33 years and counting. Bart and Lisa Simpson.
Oh, yeah, sure. Another classic. All right, hit us up here, 215-592-9494. A famous brother-sister duo, compelling for, you know, any number of reasons. Give us a great answer. Best answer is going to win. The Boston Market gift card. Let's talk to Ed. Let's go to Scott right now. Scott, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Scott, do me a favor and hop off that speakerphone, please.
Okay, very good. All right, hold on. Okay. First off, yesterday, I put on the radio and CBS came on, and what's his name? One of your ex-workers was talking about Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, that this thing so far is panning out to be exactly what we want it to be. He threw for like 300 plus yards, had 120 rating, and they lost the game at the last second.
Yep.
So
he threw for 402 yards.
He played very well.
Yeah.
His rating was 128.5.
Yep.
Exactly. So he's not going to lose his job. So let's just hope he stays healthy.
What do the haters have to say about that? That the Carson Wentz performance, it was pretty good.
I'll speak as one of the haters. He played a lot better.
But isn't that what
his phone's killing me?
But isn't that what was logically expected. Like, now that he's reunited with a coach who's actually teaching him, you know, reteaching him how to do this thing properly.
Let's not act like he's all the way back. He played a good 60 minutes. I mean, you know, he played a good – look, I watched almost all that game.
I expect that he's going to be good. Like,
no, I
he's
don't.
Going to be nah. good.
Not consistently.
This team
– not consistently.
Still makes too many mistakes.
He does.
And he does. I'm not saying he's perfect,
and
but
he's
I'm
just
saying
a loser.
You're just underselling a loser. What his potential is with Frank Reich as his coach.
Well, let's find out over time. I don't think the guy will be a starting quarterback in 2 years. Might not be next year.
He 1-4. That's his potential.
Yeah. Well,
right
look, he took a good step.
Yeah. Well, remember, he's
1-4.
He's still Carson. Okay. Yeah. You really think record makes a quarterback good?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's
yeah.
part of it.
I do.
What he did last night was solid.
It was.
And but he's still getting hit in the back. It's like he doesn't understand. Somehow doesn't understand when there's a free hitter coming at him.
Well, don't look at me. Look at him.
Okay. but he's also playing well. Like, he's got the bad Carson stuff we're accustomed to seeing.
He had a good
but
game.
He's also looking much improved over what we saw last
for
year.
For a game. Jody
yeah,
Cameron
for a game,
John Rich.
When he's got the casts off both ankles.
All right, coming up, I got a speaking of football, a super, super simple question for John Ritchie about the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm not sure I want to ask John, I want to ask James, I'll throw it out to everyone. I'm not sure the answer is so simple, though. We'll hit that, we'll rock all the calls as well. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, that's all next on 94 WIP. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time about how much I love to take a hot bath. I certainly do. And there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, bang, you got hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And when your appliances run efficiently, you spend less money, you keep more money in your pocket. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up. And it's so easy to do. Go to pgwplp.com and choose the plan that's right for you. pgwplp.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.